Tom Carkelman, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, breezy, spotty showers. We'll have a high near 50. In the area right now, 45 in Kenosha, 46 in Burlington, Milwaukee 44, it's also 44 in Racine. The Racine County Executive Committee, along with Health and Human Development, held a joint meeting on the future of the Ridgewood Care Center with a presentation on where things stand and what happens going forward, including likely finding a broker to see if a sale of the nursing home is the best option. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave again explaining the county could not keep operating the facility as is with the changing dynamics in health care and facing a projected deficit of $2.65 million by the year 2020.
We don't know really essentially what the market value is until we engage in a broker and see what we can get. And that's what I'm asking for the board to do, is let's engage in a broker and at least do the due diligence to see what's out there. In my opinion, if we don't engage in a broker, we're not looking at all options on how to make Ridgewood a sustainable facility and making sure what's best for our residents there.
Supervisor Bob Miller said there are clearly a lot of challenges to maintaining operation of Ridgewood, and with a lot of questions still to be answered, including keeping those beds in Racine County.
I'm always thinking worst case scenario, the attractive buyer that we thought was so good goes bankrupt, and the bankruptcy judge says, well, that's okay, but your agreement, but I'm sending those beds out of Racine County. So is there any defense against that which would protect the future needs of our residents?
Supervisor Janet Bernberg motioned to start the RFP process for finding a broker. She was ruled out of order, however, because it was not listed on the meeting agenda. It will, however, be back before supervisors in the coming weeks. County Executive Delagrave said one broker gave him a ballpark value on Ridgewood of between $8 million and $10 million. In Madison, the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands has approved a $5.2 million state trust fund loan request from the Racine Unified School District for the purchase of the Sturtevant Sportsplex facility in Renaissance Business Park. It was one of several loans approved by the board and of a handful in southeast Wisconsin that totaled more than $12.3 million. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands operates entirely on program revenue, no taxpayer dollars involved, and it distributes more than 96 cents of every dollar of interest earned on state trust fund investments to Wisconsin public schools. Much ado about nothing is the response from the contractor who rebuilt Kenosha's velodrome to some concerns that got raised recently by some aldermen about the quality of the work. City Council voted to delay paying Rosh Construction Monday night after Alderman Mitchell Peterson, vice chair of the Public Works Committee, complained about some hairline cracks in the surface of the bike track. The company president, Larry Rosh, said those types of cracks were anticipated, especially after city engineers rejected the number of control joints which they had recommended.
You have city sidewalks that get control joints every 5 feet. We have control joints every 10 feet, and we have no horizontal control joint. So it's going to crack, and I think everybody understood that at the time when they made that decision. And they, you know, I think it was felt that, well, you know, we'll let it crack naturally.
For racer safety reasons, city officials opted for fewer control joints. Another issue that got raised Monday night, loose fencing in spots, that's already been corrected. The velodrome concerns coming at a time when city officials are dealing with confirmed problems with the surface of the new Dream Playground. Those issues now in the hands of attorneys. Bedbugs are known for hiding in dark, sheltered places, allowing them to go often undetected before turning into a large-scale infestation, a growing problem, if you will, for Americans since back in the 1990s. That Racine's S.E. Johnson is addressing with the introduction of a new early detection product. The Raid Bedbug Detector and Trap enables consumers to expose evidence of bedbugs before an infestation occurs. The partially enclosed trap, designed with a see-through window, enables consumers to identify the problem and effectively dispose of the bugs caught in the trap. CRF Frozen Foods expanding a recall to cover more than 350 products sold under more than 40 brand names for possible listeria contamination. These products sold at places like Costco and Trader Joe's.
The expanded recall includes all frozen organic and non-organic fruit and vegetable products manufactured or processed in a CRF facility in Pasco, Washington. 358 consumer products, from broccoli and butternut squash to strawberries, are named in the recall. The listeria was discovered through routine testing by state health officials in Ohio, and CRF suspended operations at its Pasco facility last week. I'm Jan Johnson.
A Racine man accused of stabbing a woman to death in her Erie Street apartment back in March of last year got underway yesterday. 32-year-old Robert Swanton charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Melissa Hansen. Swanton found unresponsive lying in the street near Hansen's apartment the night it's believed she was murdered. He was connected to that crime in part through DNA recovered from items found at the crime scene. Following the selection of a jury, the jurors heard opening statements from the state and the defense. Then the testimony got underway from several witnesses. That trial is continuing today. A Milwaukee woman accused of being drunk when she ran a red light at a Racine intersection, slamming into a minivan, has been sent to prison. The accident occurred in September of last year at the intersection of 16th Street and South Memorial Drive. 28-year-old Aracela Espinosa Ramirez ran from the scene of the accident, which injured five people in the minivan, including a child airlifted to Children's Hospital and two others in a pickup truck that she was driving. Espinosa Ramirez pleading guilty to charges of injury by the intoxicated use of a motor vehicle and operating with a suspended license. In return, 13 other charges were dismissed. Racine Circuit Court Judge Michael Piontek gave Espinosa Ramirez 18 months in prison and 3 years of extended supervision. Well, it wasn't on the Racine Common Council agenda last night, but a proposed homeless shelter in what used to be a bar next to a tavern in the 900 block of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive did get some attention during public comments. Ken Jorgen said the homeless population has specific needs for services, many of which are conducive for downtown, but which are not convenient to Martin Luther King Drive.
It appears, at least in the eye of the public, certainly to me, that this homeless shelter, this sleepover facility, is being moved from downtown. It was disapproved as a downtown location, mainly at the behest of some downtown businessmen who were uncomfortable with homeless people being in their vicinity. I can understand that possibly, but you have to take into consideration the destination and the people who live in that area. Martin Luther King Drive.
Beverly Hicks, the past president of the Racine NAACP, said she was appalled in her word at the news of the shelter being considered in that neighborhood. The shelter proposal from the group called Segway Racine, according to one of the organizers, Pastor Holly Anderley of First Baptist Church, has the blessing of the mayor and county executive. The goal of organizers to get the needed permits for an opening sometime midsummer, though the council comments last night suggest some pushback will be included in that process. No mayor, no nominee, but the Racine Common Council still approved a list of mayoral appointments topped by Amy Connolly to be the city's new director of city development, Connolly coming from Tinley Park, Illinois. Alderman Sandy Widener inquiring about who did the interviewing of this candidate.
Was there anyone from the Finance and Personnel Committee that sat in on that interview committee?
There was not.
Was there anyone from the City Council that sat in on that interview process?
There was not.
So, could you tell me who the interview committee was?
City Administrator Tom Friedel there explaining the interview process was the same as the past several years involving administrative staff, including himself, and it was led by the HR department. The vote on Amy Connolly as Racine's new development director and all the committee appointments by the mayor, 12-1, the only no from Alderman Mike Shields. Connolly will likely be introduced at a council meeting in the near future. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.